Well, you should make sure that's clear. What I understand.
It's my interest tomorrow.
Also, my very.
Welcome, everyone. It's 12 noon. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Here.
Crunch?
Here.
Needhammer?
Here.
Page?
Here.
Solomon? Quorum present.
I will make a motion to excuse Commissioner Solomon.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Moving on to the consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any items or item on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. Item A, approval of the January 9th City Commission Special Work Session meeting minutes as presented. Item B, approval of the February 11th City Commission Regular Meeting Minutes as presented. Item C, approval of the February 13th City Commission Special Work Session as presented. Item D, approval of a resolution allowing taxpayers to file a written appeal to the Board of Review without making a personal appearance and authorize the City Clerk Treasurer to sign the resolution. And item E, approval to authorize the City Manager and or his designee to enter into a one-year mutual aid agreement with automatic renewal annually with the City of Charlotte EMS. Citizens, staff, commissioners, any discussion on these items?
I'd make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Moving on to item four, hearing citizens' comments on non-agenda items with a five-minute limit, and please state your name.
Lucy Adlin. I live at 305 Taylor Street, and I'm here to plead for the city to consider paving at least part of Taylor Street that's in front of our houses. There are just two houses on Taylor Street. The rest of it runs along the west side of Rotary Park. Rotary Park is bounded on the north by Rotary, which is paved. It's bounded on the east side by Call Street, which is paved. It's bounded on the south side by State Street, which it is not bounded on the west side where I live. And it's a dirt road. It's a dirt street right in the middle of town. And it has a lot of potholes, which does some damage to the car tires and undercarriage. About 6 months of the year it's a busy street because that's when all the kids come, but their parents bring them to soccer and to baseball. And so we have lots of traffic on Taylor Street. And all those parents suffer the same potholes and the same dust and everything that the two houses suffer. So I'm here to ask that you consider, if you can't afford it this year, maybe you could possibly afford paving 200 feet from State Street past our two houses to the beginning of the park. Maybe that would be possible. That's what I'm here. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Lucy. We appreciate your concerns. We do have 23 streets in town that are not paved, so
really?
You're not alone.
I didn't know that.
And it's a matter of budget priorities and so on and so forth. I think my move would be that the staff would review this and call you, but I can't get your hopes up. It's meeting, and I don't think there's enough money to go around. We do sympathize with you, because that does get a lot of traffic.
I talked to Tim Fast last Wednesday, and he said, well, it isn't on our agenda, but he said anyway, if it could be done, there would probably have to be a special assessment. And I think that means that the two houses, the two families, would be paying to have that done, is that right?
Correct.
Would we pay the full price for the 200 feet of paving, or would the city pay part and the owners would pay part?
I don't think we have that answer yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But you talked to the right person, Tim's in charge of our roads, so. Again, I can't promise you much, but staff is aware, and commissioners are aware, and we know that that gets a lot of traffic.
But that's all I can do is just come and talk to you, and make my plea.
I would agree. You are on the radar.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Anyone else with citizen comments? Correspondence from the Michigan Municipal League regarding census information, anything on that, Mike?
Just want to make sure that people are aware that the date for the retain your census is coming up. It's an important item for not only Boyne City, but for all the communities in the country. As indicated in the information from the Michigan Municipal League, about $29 billion are involved with regards to it. And that was based on figures in 2016. I included in the packet a number of pages from the league that basically talk about it. Their three C's are that it's going to be a convenient process, it's 100% confidential for 72 years, and that participation is critical, that if for every resident that's not counted in Michigan, they estimate about $1,800 lost per person per year in federal funds with regards to that. They're trying to make sure that everybody's on deck with regards to it. Over the 10 years for the census, they're anticipating until the next one's done, almost $700 billion would be at stake. And it also affects representation in congressional seats and electoral votes at the federal level. The time frame was included in that as well, too. They've begun advertising the census coming up in March. We'll each be receiving, or should be receiving, postcards in the mail from the Census Bureau telling you how to do this. This is the first year that it's really being actively encouraged for people to participate online. You get invitations on that in the middle of March. And then they'll be sending out reminder postcards towards the end of March, early April. April 1st is the official census count day, and then they'll be having follow-up procedures from April through the month of April with regards to postcards going out trying to encourage people. So if people have questions, we encourage them to call down here to City Hall, but the main thing is to encourage everybody to participate.
Thank you very much. I had a couple of people, I was listening in the neighborhood yesterday, and I scooted out of the driveway before they got to my house, thinking that they were the census people, but they were selling windows. So my wife had to listen to the sales page.
I'm actually going to pay.
Let's have the city manager's report, please, Mike.
Just to let you know, speaking of the electoral process, we're continuing to issue absentee ballots for the March 10th presidential primary. So far, about 97 absentee ballots have been issued, and as I had at our last meeting, Cindy has sampled ballots if people are interested in taking a look at those. Just to let the commission and the public know that our aerial truck is out of the city in Grand Rapids for service for the next week or so. We hope to have it back shortly, but we've advised neighboring fire departments that we may need some additional assistance in the meantime. Our generator at well 5 at our north well field is finally all set up. In the event of a power outage, it will come on automatically to help assure an uninterrupted supply of fresh drinking water for our residents. This generator, which was acquired new by the city in advance of the Y2K concerns, was reused or recycled, depending on how you want to consider it, from the old DPW garage before it was torn down and taken out to the North Point site. The crew from Professional Pump was here yesterday, and they pulled the two blower motors that the commission authorized to have service done on from the wastewater treatment plant facility, and we'll hopefully getting feedback and getting those back in operation with the other two that are out there already. Last night, the Marijuana Public Task Engagement Task Force held their third meeting. They're working on developing and making available an information piece on the options that are available for our community to consider with regards to marijuana, and then bringing in some outside facilitators that are knowledgeable on the subject to help us hold a public meeting to help determine the community's preferences in this area. We're looking at potentially holding that meeting at an evening in May, and to bring the facilitators on board, which we thought would be helpful to have some independent and one-laudable people on it. We'll need a little bit of money, and I'll include that in the budget proposal that will be coming to you shortly. It looks like the best time and date for the update from our financial consultant regarding the water, wastewater, and options for marina expansion funding will be this coming Monday, March 2nd. At 3 p.m., we have that across the hall in the Parkview Room. At the end of the meeting, if the commission could make a motion to schedule that work session, it would be helpful. Congratulations to Mayor Pro Tem Grunch on your installation into the Bowling Hall of Fame. That's actually tonight, isn't it?
Tonight.
Yes, I had tomorrow. It's tonight. And Cindy has an update regarding our incoming deputy treasurer. Cindy.
Oh, okay. All right. I would like to introduce all of you to James Manko. James started yesterday. He's been actually here with Michelle and I for a couple of Saturdays this past month. But James comes to us from the Sheboygan County as their former financial director. And we are very pleased that he is here with us and glad he applied for this position, and we're really enjoying having him here with us. So, James, would you like to add some background information?
I just wanted to say that I'm a born and raised Uber from Iron Mountain, and I've been with Sheboygan County for 11 years, and I am just thankful and honored that I've, you know, been selected to fill the deputy treasurer position. I have big shoes to fill. Michelle has a wealth of knowledge, with over 30 years of experience here. So, but I just wanted to say thank you, and this has been a beautiful community. Everybody's been welcoming, and I've met some of the city staff, and everyone just been so welcoming and kind. So I look forward to serving as the next deputy treasurer.
Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome, James. As you know, Cindy and her staff has some pretty high standards, and everything we've heard that you're the perfect person to fill those shoes. So, welcome. And you know, Point City, we can kind of beat the east side of the state, and the UP. We're kind of proud of Point City. So,
yeah,
even they are here.
Okay.
Being a former Uber, or a sometime Uber, thank you. Quick welcome.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. We have in our packet the reports of the financial statement for January. Any questions, commissioners, on that? Okay, and then there is no old business. Moving on to new business. Item A, poverty exemption guidelines.
Mayor, from time to time, the Board of Review receives poverty exemption requests to exempt property taxes in whole or part by reasons of poverty or hardship. The General Property Act in the state of Michigan requires local governments to adopt guidelines that set income levels along with an asset level test. We are to do this annually. We didn't do it in 2019, but we're just updating it now again for 2020. It's been a few years since we've actually had one come before the board for approval, but if an individual wants to apply to do so, there's an actual application that they have to fill out with information that's required. It's all confidential. And the Board of Review will actually review those based on these guidelines. So I have the recommended guidelines for you. And if you have any questions, let me know.
Thank you, Cindy. Any questions from staff or public? Okay, we'll go to board deliberation.
Is this a state requirement or a federal requirement?
It's a state requirement, but the guidelines are generally followed, the federal guidelines annually.
Thank you.
Sally? I was just wondering what possible reasons there are to deviate or how you determine.
You really can't deviate from these guidelines.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
you can have somebody with the income level but with a high amount of assets otherwise. So, yeah, that's been tough.
I'm good.
Okay. Item two.
I would make a motion that we approve the poverty tax guidelines for 2020 in compliance with MCL 211.7U as presented.
I second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Moving on to item B, housing staffing contract.
Attached for the City Commission's review and consideration is a proposed contract between us and Housing North. This is a one-year contract, along with similar ones between Housing North and the cities of East Shore and Charlevoix, and Charlevoix County, that provides the basic framework and necessary funding to allow for the hiring of a housing-ready program director to help address the housing shortages directly here throughout Charlevoix County. It is the intent of all the parties involved that this will be a minimum of a three-year effort and that its successes and progress will encourage us to all seek to extend it even further into the future. While it is the intent and desire of all the parties that this will be going, that this experiment will be successful, Article 6 that deals with termination does give each party a 30-day opt-out option. The new Housing Ready Director Program, Director has been hired by Housing North, and they'll be ultimately responsible for the day-to-day operations of that person. It is anticipated that that person will work closely and receive direction from each of the sponsoring communities, like I said, Boyne City, East Shore, Charlevoix, and Charlevoix County. Ultimately, if there's an issue that cannot be worked out between the four communities, the program director and the program director, Housing North, will be able to step in and resolve the matter. Our share of the cost for this project is expected to be $9,250 for the first year, as specified in Article 5 of the agreement. These funds will be included in the budget for the upcoming fiscal year, and that should there be any significant increase during the term of that agreement, it would be brought before the City Commission for your review and consideration. This is a new position involving multiple parties, and while we're off to a great start with the hiring of Steve Schnell as that Housing Ready Program Director, this will be a learning process for all involved. I'm sure there will be some anticipated issues that arise, but I'm confident that we'll be able to work through them and make some real progress in addressing not only Boyne City's, but the area's housing needs. A copy of the announcement announcing Steve's hiring was attached with the memo as well. So overall, It is the recommendation that the City Commission approve the 2020 BCHR contract between us and Housing North as presented for the provision of staff services for a one-year period at a cost not to exceed $9,250 and authorize the city manager and city clerk treasurer to take the necessary steps to execute the contract. And you have some options, and I'm glad to answer any questions that you may have. But we did have a meeting here yesterday, part of our Housing Solutions group that had representatives from Boyne City, Charlevoix, East Jordan, and Charlevoix County here, and the representatives, Sarah Lucas, and also Steve Schnell were here from Housing North, dealing with Steve's introduction and also dealing with deed restrictions and similar things to protect attainable housing as it's brought onto the market. Steve spoke for a couple minutes and seemed very eager and anxious to get started, which is scheduled for March 16th as his official start date. Just to also let you know, Charlevoix has already approved their version of this contract. It goes to the City of East Jordan on March 3rd for their commission's approval. And I haven't heard back from Charlevoix County as to the steps that they need to take to approve it. But dealing with Kevin Shepherd and all indications were that they have all the pieces in place as well, too. So.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions for Mike?
Yeah. Where will Steve work out of? Has that been figured out yet?
Apparently, he's going to be working out of a donated space from the Northern Lakes Economic Alliance. So he'll be at their offices next to the old Carter site here in Boyne City. I anticipate that he'll be moving around the whole area to make sure that it doesn't feel like it's just a Boyne-centric operation.
The other question I had is, if an issue does arise, will the city managers just try to mediate it themselves? Will that be the process?
Housing North has kind of used the three city managers and also the county administrator as kind of the touchstone of the communities. So that's how we moved it so far, and I think that's their idea going forward. We'll see how it works out going forward as well, too. Obviously, this person is going to have a lot of contact with our local Housing Solutions Board. Housing Solutions Committee as well, too. And again, on the day-to-day things, I don't think there'll be much need for us managers to get involved, but there will be available if it's necessary, or if we see something slipping through the cracks.
Thank you. Let's go to public input or staff. I know Scott's been very active with Housing Solutions, and that's pretty... I was pleased with the meeting yesterday. We had over 35 people here that are ready to roll. So, you know, each town presented the progress they've made so far. So, anything, Scott?
Yeah, I think Steve's addition will really help focus efforts in the future, and it could be a great asset there.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay, we'll go to board deliberation.
If someone did choose to pull out, I can't imagine the difference.
The other group, the remaining communities would then be faced to look at, okay, do they want to ante up more? Is there additional grant funds that will be available? Or do they want to pull out at that time as well, too? That'd be the options that arise to me at this point. In addition to the three communities, three cities in Charlevoix County, as Chip Hansen mentioned when he came and did a presentation to us a few weeks ago, we also have funding from the Fry Foundation that's involved, and also from the Charlevoix County Community Foundation as well, as partners of this three-year experiment.
Okay, you?
Mike, are you comfortable with that 30-day opt-out?
Do
you?
Yes. I think that's a fail-safe provision for us. I mean, it can work both ways with regards to, you know, introducing some uncertainty with regards to it if somebody did choose to pull out. But again, that gives us the same ability to do so as well, too. So we can't be left on the hook for something that we don't want to be.
And Steve is okay with that as well?
Apparently so. He's accepted the agreement. Not so much this agreement, because this is underlying it, but he has an arrangement with Housing North, and they're his direct employer.
That's awful.
Okay. Brad?
No, I support the recommendation. Good to see it happening.
It is. I'm in support. Accept the motion.
I would move to approve the contract as read. Or should I read it out?
I'll read it out.
Okay.
It's for the...
To approve contract 2020 BCHR between the City of Boyne City and Housing North as presented for the provision of staff services for 1 year at a cost not to exceed $9,250, and to authorize the city manager and the city clerk treasurer to take the steps necessary to execute the contract.
Second. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunge?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Moving on to item C, Chandler Township EMS contract. John?
Mayor, this is similar contract that we visited last month with Melrose. This now adds Chandler, so this will complete the scope of delivery for our service. I met with them 2 weeks ago at their fire hall. They have 146 units. They only give it 8 to 10 runs a year in Chandler Township. There's not a significant population out there. But, they were happy with the proposal. We used the same dwellings and utilization that we spread throughout all the townships.
Thank you. Anything else from staff or the public? Okay, you?
So John, the $3,500, that's kind of like to pay for the equipment, and then you bill the patient for the run, and that comes back to you, the EMS, right? Is that kind of how it works?
We establish an operational loss that we anticipate, and then we spread that over the service area that we provide coverage for. So $3,500 represents their share in what we anticipate to be our operational loss for the upcoming year.
Okay.
Yeah, so just to make clear, it's more than just the equipment that it's paying for, it's for the whole operation of the service, which the equipment is portion thereof.
That's all I had.
Okay, all right. Okay. I am too. There's any motion?
I make a motion we approve the Chandler Township EMS contract. Consideration to approve the contract with Chandler Township to provide EMS services.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunge?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Moving on to item B, Commission March meeting dates.
Yes, I received some information since our last meeting by a couple of commissioners that they had some potential conflicts with our previously approved meeting schedule. One commissioner has a conflict with our March 3rd meeting in the evening at 7 p.m., while another commissioner had a conflict with our March 17th meeting at noon, and I just mentioned that March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. Again, we had a lot of things. We had a lot of things going on in March. We moved away from the March 10th date, which would be one of our normal dates because that's Election Day, and this room and the staff are going to be very, very busy. So that's why we went to the 3rd and 17th. It also takes into consideration our budget schedule and also the Michigan Municipal League Capital Conference that they have the week after the 17th. So there's a lot of pieces that we're juggling. Based on discussions or a survey I did with the commissioners, it seemed that if we flipped those dates and times and basically put our March 3rd meeting at noon and our March 17th meeting at 7 p.m., that it worked out for everybody, that they could make those schedules. It might impair some people's St. Patrick's Day activities, or maybe they come impaired. I don't know. Maybe something else. So based on that and trying to, you know, juggle everybody's schedule so they can make it and still maintain the balance of our noon and 7 p.m. times. My recommendation is that the City Commission approve a motion changing our meeting times for the month of March to noon on the 3rd and 7 p.m. on the 17th. And I'm just doing this to confuse people even more.
Okay. Any comments? That's going to work out for everybody? Get to come to Chambers meeting here on St. Patrick's Day. So, okay. Ron?
I'm good with it.
Okay, Sally?
Fine.
Okay.
You? Yeah, Mike, could you just, then with the budget meetings we have coming up after, so are we going to receive the budget on the 17th?
Yes.
And then we'll have a meeting?
I believe it's on the 19th, that Thursday. I didn't bring the schedule with me, but you received it previously, and if you'd like, I can resubmit that to the commission.
Making sure I have my calendar.
Yep, yep. Then we have a holiday budget work session, I believe, the following Tuesday.
I'm good, thanks, Tom.
Well, I thought it was Monday, the 23rd.
Well, that could be, I didn't have my budget scheduled in front of me, so.
Because MML starts on the 24th.
You're probably right. Bring out my handy dandy scheduling device here. Yes, Monday the 23rd is the holiday budget for us. Yes, they're correct.
23rd. March.
Yep. I'll send out a reminder calendar to everybody, just to make sure. There has been a lot of juggling going on.
Okay. And for the record, I will not be here on the 17th. So. Okay, so any further discussion on that? Looking for a motion?
I would move the commission approve the motion changing the meeting times of our March meetings at noon to noon on the 3rd and 7 p.m. on the 17th.
So that's it.
Okay. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Page?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunge?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Motion carried.
And under good of the order, commissioners?
I think we had a new item there, Tom. It was our second meeting.
You're right.
Yeah, that was included in my manager's report, the City Commission update. My request was that the City Commission schedule a work session, meet with our financial consultant regarding the study he did on our water, wastewater, and options for marine expansion funding to be held on Monday, March 2nd at 3 p.m. in the Parkview Room.
So that's the item. Any further discussion on that? Can everybody make that date?
So I would make that motion.
Okay. See, Monday, March 2nd. Okay. And
3 p.m.
And I did run that past Commissioner Solomon. He was available for that as well.
3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So
they correct
us.
Yeah.
Will there be anything to review before that meeting? My person is just going to present everything at the meeting.
I'll double check with him and see if he has anything that would be helpful for the commission in advance. Good idea.
Okay, so we have a motion. We have a second.
Who was the second?
I don't think we had a second.
Second.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second. Okay, Sally, a second. Any further discussion? And
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunge?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you, Hugh. So, under good of the order, anything
else? Just double checking with Mike here on the meeting with the Point Valley Township.
Yes, Tim's been talking. talking to the consultants with regards to the ability to do so, and actually we have a meeting coming up with them in a couple of days to follow up on that. They believe there still is that opportunity. I got that right.
Okay, under announcements, the next regular city commission meeting will be on March 3rd at noon. And that's it?
That's next week.
I know.
Yes, it's true.
12:36, I will make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.